Rav Moshe has a thought on this week's parsha that we're meeting the Yaakov and for the rest of Sefer Bereishis. The story is going to basically focus around Yaakov and the Shotim. Klal Yisrael, this is the actual beginning of the binyan of Klal Yisrael, moving from Avraham Yitzchak to Yaakov. Yaakov is called the Bechir Sheba'ovus. Yaakov is the one which is Chokuk on the Kisei HaKovod. The Malachim Olim Yardim Boy, Chazal said they came down and looked at him, and they went back and looked at the Kisei HaKovod. They were in Nispal. It's the same one. Kadosh Baruch Hu called them Kael, according to one Medrash. So Yaakov is very significant. What's significant, he says, is you find that Avraham Avinu was Nisnasa be'esher Nisyonos. We don't find anywhere Chazal say that Yaakov was had Nisyonos. We don't see him being Nisnasa. Yitzchak, we know that he was part of the government. He was Be'ach, which was part of the Nisyon of Lakedah. But Yaakov, we don't see that the Chazal referred to what Yaakov had was Nisyonos. We have later in his life, he had challenges, but he was ready, considered the Bechir Sheba'ovus, and ready had the full status. Before that, there is an idea from Rabbi Gedalia Shor that Yaakov was Nisnasa in the Midas of Emes, and that was the reason why the brachas were given in such a form, was to challenge him. But Rabbi Shor suggests that he doesn't mean the following story, but I think I would say the following story is the right way to present it. There's a famous story that the Vilna Gaon asked the Dubna Magid, when they were close with each other, that the Dubna Magid should give him Musar. So the Dubna Magid says that, you know, it's no big kunst to be the Vilna Gaon, just sitting in the Vilna Gaon's cloys and sitting and learning. The real kunst in life is to be the Vilna Gaon, even though you're outside in the society, in the world, with all the challenges, and to come to Vilna Gaon, that's a kunst. But to be a Vilna Gaon, just sitting in the Vilna Gaon's, you know, little Dalai Lama's that he never left, what's a big kunst to be the Vilna Gaon? The Vilna Gaon answered, so his question was, where are your nisyonos? Where are your challenges? The Vilna Gaon answered, we're not here in this world to do kunst. Right here, a kunst is like a sleight of hand, the magical accomplishment. That's not what we're here for. We're here to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu's service was to Yaakov Yishtam Yosef Oyelim. Sitting and learning Basmata Rabba, we would actually call it an Nisoyan, but even Moshe doesn't actually call it an Nisoyan. He doesn't see it as an Nisoyan. Moshe would have loved to sit and learn his whole life. Most enjoyable thing in the world. It's not an Nisoyan. But that's when you reach the stage of that level of Kedusha, you don't need the Nisyonos anymore to perfect the person. The Kedusha of the Torah and the Tahara of the Torah itself brings the perfection. So the goal is perfection, and that's what Nisyonos are for, to bring out the latent potential in the person. Yaakov was able to accomplish that through the pure process of learning Torah. Every time we learn Torah, the purity of Torah is cleansing us, is being matir us, it's elevating us. We don't need Nisyonos to be able to bring that out. And that is really the legacy that Yaakov Avinu bequeaths to the Shvatim and to Klal Yisrael, that the Bershom, having that purity which Torah brings to us, the learning of Torah, doing mitzvahs, without any Nisyonos even, just doing it, that itself brings out a tremendous Kedusha and Tahara and Klal Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos.